Hello, this is Michael. Thank you for listening to the podcast today. I really do appreciate it. You know, if you'd like more information, you can visit me online at michaelottministries.org. And while you're there, if you have any questions or if you'd like to subscribe to my blog, you can enter your information into the contact box on top of the page, and I will get back to you as soon as possible. And remember, I'm also on iTunes and Spotify and YouTube, iHeartRadio, and many other funny sounding places, so you can listen on any device you carry. Thanks again for listening today, and as we always do, it would be my great honor and a great joy to pray for you. My loving Father, thank you so very much for all who hear these words. And once again, I pray not only for them, but for everyone they love and all the things they care about. Father, nothing is too small in their lives that it doesn't matter to you. I thank you that you hear the shouts and you hear the whispers and even the sighs. Father, I thank you that you make their lives heaven on earth and nothing less. I thank you for the glorious day that we are entering into, and I bless your holy name through Jesus my Lord. Amen. The message today is called Today, If You Hear My Voice. We begin in Hebrews chapter 3, verse 7. Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, Today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion, on the day of testing in the wilderness, where your fathers put me to the test and saw my works for 40 years. Therefore I was provoked with that generation and said, They always go astray in their heart. They have not known my ways. And I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. And then to Hebrews chapter 8, verse 10. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my laws into their minds and write them on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall not teach each one his neighbor and each one his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they all shall know me, from the least of them to the greatest. For I will be merciful towards their iniquities, and I will remember their sins no more. As I was praying today, these verses came to my memory, and I was thinking about them when Father began to speak, and he asked me to listen and write and publish his words. And here are his words. He said, My loved ones, I am speaking to each of you, but so many aren't listening. It is very necessary for you to hear my voice each day, so that you will understand my plan for your lives. I know many of you say that you only hear the scriptures speak, but that is not true. All my sheep hear my voice, but most don't realize it's me that is speaking. My loved ones, I love the fact that you love my scriptures, but that is not all that I had to say. Many in my church go astray because they try to live only by the book and not by the voice. When Holy Spirit came on Pentecost, books were not handed out. What came was my indwelling presence to live inside each of you, so that we could be one spirit and not two separate beings. Most do not know how to rightly divide the scriptures, so they try to live in the wrong age. Think of it this way. Those of you who say you should only live by the book and do what the book says. My son told disciples, go find a man with a donkey and bring the donkey back. Do you have a donkey? Did you go find a donkey and bring him back? Were you told to get one? In the book, Moses instructed how to sacrifice animals on the altar. Do you sacrifice animals on the altar? You must know when you are reading the book that you can learn from all that is written there, but it was not all written to you. Paul's letters were written to specific churches, and Revelation was written to the 7 churches that were in Asia. This is where those who study eschatology go off the rails. They don't understand that things written were written to churches that were in existence in that day. They try to push everything in today and into the future, and they get all confused. This is why none of them can agree on times and dates, and why so many predict things that never come to pass, and those who are unbelievers sit back and laugh at the ignorance of the church. You can learn much from reading what was written to others, but you can't build your lives on specific instructions given to specific people in specific situations. For instance, My son told the people standing in front of him to flee from Judea and into the mountains when they saw the destruction of Jerusalem coming. That doesn't mean that people in America or in other countries should flee to the mountains. It was for their day and their time. My loved ones, you have a teacher who lives within you, who longs to teach you from the inside. Sometimes the teacher will refer you to the book, and sometimes the teacher will teach you through other examples. For example, when my son wanted to teach his followers not to worry, he didn't refer them to chapter and verse, but told them, go look at the flowers and go study the birds. When my son wanted to teach Peter about supernatural supply, he didn't tell him to study the Proverbs. He sent him fishing instead. Sometimes Holy Spirit will refer you to the book, but sometimes Holy Spirit tries to teach some of you in other ways. But some of you won't hear it because your mind is seeking answers in the book outside instead of the book I am writing inside you. The scriptures are holy in their original language and context, but so many things have been twisted by mistranslation and outright error that you will never understand it without Holy Spirit teaching you what it means. Our beloved Paul told you that the natural mind cannot understand the things of God because they are spiritually discerned. So if you read the book with your natural mind and you think you understand it, you are only confusing yourself. My beloved son said, my words are spirit and they are life. Spirit words are not understood by the natural mind, only by the mind of Christ. Even under the old covenant, my people were instructed to meditate on the scriptures, because if you only read it with a natural mind, you will miss the meaning. By taking time to meditate and pray, you allow your teacher to teach you what it means. Those who read the book without the teacher are like the Pharisees, who wanted to stone a woman to death when she was caught in sin, when I wanted to set her free from sin, so that she would never sin again. They had memorized the book, but they ignored the part where I said, mercy triumphs over judgment. My lovely ones, I want a living, breathing relationship with you that comes voice to voice, face to face, and heart to heart. I need you to set aside time to listen and clear your mind and hear my voice. There are great and mighty events about to take place that will change the world forever for the better, and I need you to prepare for your part in the restoration of all things. You can only achieve this by listening to my voice. Do you remember the story of Elijah? There was a great wind, and then an earthquake, and then a fire, but I was not in those. I was in the still small voice. It's the same today. My people are looking at the wind and the fire and the floods and the earthquakes, but my voice is not in them. My voice is within each of you, and I need you to hear me. My loved ones, I'm writing my laws in your hearts and on your minds, yet you're still looking at laws written on stone that were written to other people and not to you. You have not come to Mount Sinai. You have come to the New Jerusalem, which is free. Not only have you come to the city, but you are the city. My son told you that you are the city set on a hill. You are the heavenly ones that came down from above. You are the temple that my Lamb lights continually. But you will never know this unless you listen to what I'm teaching you within your own hearts. I hear many ask, so how do I hear you? Listen in your heart of hearts. Go into your secret place within. If your mind starts wandering, then instead of fighting to stay focused, just look at your thoughts, see what you're thinking about, and then say, be still. This will bring your mind to silence so that you can hear or see. If you have to do it 100 times, then do it. When you get still, remember, sometimes it sounds like you because I speak through your spirit. Sometimes you will see things in your imagination, and sometimes you will hear words, and sometimes you will see pictures. Sometimes it will be enlightened thoughts that come to you. I will communicate in whatever way it takes for you to understand. It is the parent's responsibility to make sure that the child understands. Remember, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ. So if anything you hear or see or perceive belittles you or condemns you, throw that out. That is not my voice. I do not scream at my lambs, nor do I shame them. Keep a record of what you hear and see, and study those things. Soon you will be able to weed out what did not come from me, and then you will hear clearly. I promise you that I speak to you every day. I just need you to listen. If you don't understand at first, don't harden your heart and give up. Keep trying. Keep listening, for there are great and wonderful things that I have to tell you that will bring you great joy. I long to tell you heart to heart how much I love you, if you will only learn to listen. Yes, I love you as written in the book, but which is better, a letter from the one you love, or their arms around you in a loving embrace? I rejoice over you with singing, and I long for you to sing along. And all this is available today, if you hear my voice. And this is the end of the words he gave me to share with you today. I sure hope you're encouraged by these words. Until next time, grow rich in his grace. I love you each and every one, and I promise I pray for each and every one of you daily. Be blessed and well, and your lives be full of heaven on earth. And I'll see you soon.